This is the fall of the first family. We would like to identify and disclose Satan's scheme, because Satan is trying to destroy marriage and family. Look at this first, what we call perfect family. This is the first family, Adam and Eve, with all God's blessing upon them. We will try to find out how the evil one destroyed this family and this marriage. The verse 1 said, Satan, the serpent, he approached Eve. We learn from the Genesis chapter 2 that God commanded to Adam, said, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. But when Satan approached Eve, he started with a light and said to the woman, Eve, say, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? This is Satan's artful tricks and device. He used similarity and vagueness and confusion. See, when Eve heard Satan's word, it seems God had said something about it. It's very similar, because talking about God, talking about eat, about tree, about garden. So these words kind of came to Eve. So it seems very familiar. So brought Eve attention. And when this happened, actually people are not able to react and respond right away. So this is the first beginning approach. And then verse 2 and 3, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. See, Eve accepted Satan's invitation for conversation and dialogue. And she wanted to be nice, kind, and polite. She wanted to be popular. And she also wanted to be the head of the household. She represents Adam. She becomes the speaker, like Nancy Pelosi. She did not ask Adam help or opinion. It seemed not very respect her husband. And then verse 3, she continues, said, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. See, Eve said, quote from God, you must not touch it. Actually, God did not say, she added. And Eve said, or you will die. But God said, you will surely die. She watered down. Now we can see that she treated God's words with plus and minus. Take the word lightly and carelessly. You know, when Satan heard, she said, you must not touch it. Deep inside Satan's mind, said, I got you. Satan found the breaking point, spot. Satan got a chance now. Now Satan can penetrate the foundation of the first perfect family now. And then verse 4 and 5. After Eve said those not very clear, exact, precise words, she remembered from Adam, Satan knew this is my opportunity. So Satan started saying, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. See, let's try to remember, from God said, you will surely die, to Eve's, or you will die. Then Satan's, you will not surely die. From absolute to relative. Nowadays, people does not want absolute because they're going to get a tag upon them, say they are very subjective, they are stubborn, they are arrogant. They prefer objective. They want to be political correct, not to touch anybody's personal, private, sensitive issues. See, Satan, when Satan got the breakthrough at the front line of the battleground, all it needs just push a little bit. Every time push a little bit, they can different from what God said. Eventually, we'll split away from the truth, and then we will sliding far and far away. Not only that, Satan continued to add. He gave a very, very attractive promotion, splendid advertisement. He got excellent marketing skill. What he said, your eyes will be open. That may be very attractive to Chinese smiling eyes. Huh? You will be like God, and you will know good and evil. See, everything to Eve is fresh, exciting, cool, right? To lift you up, exalt you, and let you feel just good. From you will surely die. If Adam and Eve take it, they can standing firm. To Eve said, or you will die, then you can see things start to moving. To Satan say, you will not surely die. Boy, they pick up the speed and start rolling. Now, plus those three advertisements, your eyes will be open. You will be like God, and you know good and evil. Man, there is no way to stop. They just slide. Skiing on the ice. No way to stop anymore. And then, verse 6 and 7. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. See, Satan used his scheme and shake our ground over our spirit. So once our spirit lost ground, then, of course, the fruit of the knowledge tree was good for food, also was pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. We learn from 1 John, you can see the very first family, they got trapped, good for food. When John wrote the First John book, that is about 2,000 years ago, seems nothing changed. Good for food, they fell into the lust of the flesh, pleasing to the eye, the lust of the eyes, and then desirable for gaining wisdom, the pride of life. And 2,000 years later, from John, don't you feel it's the same? So we may challenge those revolutionists. There's no revolution. We are the same. Yesterday, today, maybe tomorrow. See, good for food, that is for body. We can go a little bit deeper. That is food or diet and sex. That is within our body. That is our belly zone area. If you follow your body, then let your body tell you what to do. And flesh becomes the leader of yourself. See, Jesus even said, the end of the age, people only chasing after eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Nothing changed. We still need to face this temptation. And also pleasing to the eye, the lust of the eye. See, these talking about from our five senses now penetrate into our mind, our heart, and will. That means our soul. The lust of our eye. See, for window shoppers, are you familiar with these people? First, take a glance. Then, stop a while. And then looking at a moment, and then staring at a long time. And then next step is get into the store. And the clerk will come whisper in your ears, just like a serpent. No one fit it better than you. This is special design for you. All you said is truth that is from your heart to the clerk. Nothing but the truth. And the truth set me free. So you grab the stuff, go into the fitting room. And then you rush to the cashier. And then you go home. And you put it into your trophy closet. The lust of eyes. Is it familiar to you? And the third one is desirable for gaining wisdom, the pride of life. Satan also got his wisdom. What kind of wisdom is Satan's wisdom? Satan's wisdom is very simple. Without God, I can do everything. Without God, I can do everything. This is the wisdom of Satan. Pride. We leave God's assigned post. We leave the post God has assigned to us. I got my own arrangement. That is Satan's wisdom. See, nowadays, man does not want to be man. Man does not want or allow God to be God. Man wants to be God. And man asks God to be man. This is the pride. See, usually a couple of years after marriage, most families will find at least two gods at home. Husband is a god, and the wife is a god. Everyone is so proud to be God. Why they quarrel and fight? Because each want to prove who is the real God. Of course, when they have a baby, then they got a little God. This little God gonna handle these two gods. So the pride, are you familiar with these? See, we were dragged away and enticed by this trap. See, from what God said, you surely die to Eve, or you will die. And then Satan said, you surely not die. Then this result is for sure. Therefore, she took some and ate it. Because step by step, you moving away from God. She also gave some to her husband. See, when we sin, we also hope others follow. Therefore, we got companion and peers. See, Romans chapter 1 said, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, but they, those people who sin, they not only can't continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. See, in Taiwan IRS, Tax Collection Bureau. A Christian started to work there. And in that department, he insists not to accept any bribe. You know what happened? All of a sudden, he found himself become the public enemy. Everyone in the office was angry about him. Every day, he needed to go through fire and water. Why? Because everyone in that office want him to be a part of them. Once people sin, they want people to join them. So Adam, Eve ate it. Of course, he would took it to Adam. Hey, join me. We join SIN Club. And he ate it. Adam ate it. Let's look at Adam. Weakness. This is the first one. When Satan approached them, Adam did not stand up and confront and provide no protection for Eve. And secondly, Adam did not fulfill his responsibility given by God. He needed to stand at leader position. See, husband and father, you need to be the head of your family. When Eve grabbed the fruit, Adam should stop it. When Eve gave it to him, Adam should reject it. He did not obey God's commandment, but obey Eve. Ultimately, obey Satan's. See, a true leader, a real leader, is the one who follows God. That is the leader character. But Adam fell. Thirdly, he is not a good teacher. He needs to ensure Eve learn and get all what commanded precisely and completely. Well, maybe Eve didn't pay attention. But he cannot escape his responsibility. He needs to verify and make sure the message and the word clearly received by Eve. See, I try to encourage a husband and father here. You need to watch your family's spiritual status. You are the one. Lord put you into that position. You need to be alert. Maybe some of you got the doubt about this tree of knowledge of good and evil. Deep inside your heart, do you believe we need the knowledge of good and evil? Do you believe that? You think you need that? Could you raise your hand? You need the knowledge of good and evil? Could you raise your hand? Anyone? You don't need that, huh? One, only one, huh? So you don't care, huh? Good or evil, you just go ahead and do it, right? Do you need the knowledge of good and evil? Let's try to remember one thing. Actually, at that moment, Adam and Eve, they were created in God's image and likeness. They live in a sinless age. Since no sin. So there is no need to verify good and evil. Because everything is what? Everything is good. If anyone is able to distinguish good and evil at that time, it is shameful and it's awful. See, this proves you and I, we are the descendant of the fallen race. You see my point? Because nowadays, because the environment is so intoxicated, we have no choice. We need to tell from good and evil. We need to learn that. See, two young people, they are using internet. Let's call A and B. And A, he never got into the porn site. And B, start to tell A what the consequences after you got into the porn site, what reaction you will get into, what mind and body respond, tell me. A cannot distinguish good and evil about the porn site. Since what? Since A never what? Got into the porn site. Let's look at B, what his parents think. Did he get into that porn site? Did he? Because he got into, so he can tell the consequence, the result, the response. So this is trying to explain to us what happened at that time. Because if you have a doubt about why God not allow Adam and Eve to eat the knowledge of good and evil, that fruit, because at that time there's no sin. All you need just one thing. All you need to know, all you need to learn is just follow what God, exactly what he said. That's it. You don't need to worry about good and evil, because everything will be what? Good, just good, nothing but good. But since we far away from God, we need to have some protection. So we need to learn good and evil. And verse 7, the eye of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. What's happening here? Because the glory, the glow from themselves disappeared. They lost God's image and likeness. So once the light dimmed, your eye what? Automatically respond is what? Your eye will start what? Open. You remember the first time that you were touched by the gospel. Deep inside your heart, your spirit, there is eyes. That eyes live under darkness for such a long time. All of a sudden you see the light. That gonna stimulate your eyes. It's gonna hurt your eyes. Your eyes, when you start to learn how to see the light, because at the darkness, your eyes totally open. All of a sudden you see the light. You cannot handle it. That hurts. That's a response when you hear the gospel. But Adam and Eve, the glory is gone. So their eyes open. When the glory gone, the shame came. Romans chapter 3 said, for all have what? Sinned. And fall short of what? The glory of God. Is that true? See, sinner, there's no glory from us. We come short of what God originally created us. We fall short. We are not get to the point that God satisfies. We fall short. Only through Jesus, when he come into our life, that glory came back again. God's glory started to reveal from us. What a salvation. And then they sew fig leaves together and made covering for themselves. Because they felt shame upon themselves. This is very, very true response. Have you ever seen those people that commit crime and got caught, and they were ran to the court through the journey, the TV camera focused on them. What happened to them? They will do something, right? Even a single piece of paper, they will cover what? Their face. They want to find covering. Adam and Eve, they got the same response. There is no revolution. The same. They got into a fashion design business. Personal tailor. Seasonal fitting. Behind every covering, there is a lie. And if you want to cover one lie, you need 10 more lies to cover it. This is going to be consuming yourself, because the fig leaves will dry out and wither, and they were coming down and fall. Every day, you are scared to death. When am I going to be exposed? You will see lots of people shopping at the mall. They want to find covering. Through these verses, only seven, the Bible says that Satan is crafty. Listen closely. Satan just spoke twice. In a quick conversation. It did not compel or enforce Adam and Eve to follow his command. He didn't twist their arms. Just two short conversation. After a short moment, it just walked away. And see what? Left us a sad and miserable age for mankind. He even tried to show there is nothing to do with him. He is innocent. I didn't force them. They took it. How crafty our enemy. So if look at your marriage and family, do you know how vulnerable you are? When Satan attacked the perfect family with all the blessing from God, they still cannot handle it. Dare you not trust in him, calling for him for his help and mercy to protect your family. Now through these verses, seven verses, let us try to look into the scheme. His strategy, the Satan God, tried to destroy our marriage and family. The first scheme he will use is shake and lose God's authority and position in your heart. He just put doubt inside your heart about God, about who he is, about what he said, about what he did. When God said, then he come to say, did God say? When God said, you will surely die, he come, you will not surely die. Try to guard God in your throne of your heart. Never let him come down from your throne. Because this is the most secure protection for you and your family. Secondly, the scheme that Satan used, he cheat and trap through all the glamorous, exciting marketing. He using untrue promise, mirage image, smooth and polished theory and doctrine. He said, your eye will be open. You'll be like God. You'll know good and evil. See, all these fancy, exciting advertisements. You will hear this from internet. You'll hear these from those popular songs. They will penetrate into you. Satan used these tools to get to you his message. If you don't count on him, that will be a very sad story. And thirdly, he break in and penetrate at our most vulnerable spot, our weakness, the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of our life. If we know enemy strategy, then we may be able to defend ourselves and our family. Always come to him. Is God's word precious? Are they precious to you? Because what he said is truth, nothing but truth. So we need to stay firm with his word, with respect and with awe. See, Eve just slide a little bit inch. What happened to now? Till now, we all receive the consequences. So when you read the Bible, try to prepare your heart with respect and awe. Treat it as God's word. He wants to speak to you. Take it very precious. This is the best way to make sure that your family and your marriage will preserve. I know I sometimes I point someone to pray. Some maybe feel uncomfortable. But let's look into this. We talk to our Father. We talk to our Heavenly Father. He's eager to listen to you. So maybe we will go through some hurdle at the very beginning. We don't feel comfortable because we don't get used to it because we didn't do that before. But let's try. When you were assigned to pray, you try to ignore the people around you. You only focus to whom? To the Father. I want to talk to my daddy. Who can stop me from talking to my daddy? From your heart, even a short word, that's fine. Father appreciate, and Father is waiting for that. So let's go to the prayer. Give a try. Jennifer, try to talk to Father. Let us sing a hymn 304. Shall we stand?
Receive. Just as I in thy love unknown and broken verily down, not to be thine yet, thine alone, O God, I come.
Lord, we thank you that we can have your presence among us and rest your peace and blessing upon each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next, we'll have our tithe and offerings, so prepare your heart and thank God for giving us the opportunity to give to him a gift. This is only for believers. If a non-believer, don't feel obligated to do so. Welcome, Heming. Haven't seen you for a long while. yesterday we had a wonderful turnout, and I want to thank all of you who took the time and effort to invite your friends and relatives to come, and it was wonderful. And let's keep them in our prayers often, because we do want them to go to church, to worship. Even if it's not in this church, we pray that they will go to other churches. Pray for them, okay? And we also thank Jimmy for his preparation and the hard work yesterday, okay? Thank you very much. And special thanks to Josephine, as usual. Always got a lot of gifts and presents. Wonderful. We want, as for the Youth Fellowship, we will not have a meeting this Friday night, but they will get together Saturday, and there will be an outing to Corona Del Mar. They will come to church at 10 and go to beach, and make sure the parents will sign the consent form. Just be careful, huh? Don't take any risk. Safety first, like a Paul knows that our company always have a safety topic, but it is truly important. We need to consider safety. Car ministry, care ministry, that all Sunday school teachers have been given packs of caring cards, and feel free to go to the teacher, get some of those cards, and write to those who have not been coming. Also, Hui Hui had updated our directory. It's ready for printing, but before we do that, we want to have each one of you to go through one more time. Can you make the put it out in the back of the table? Before you leave today, take a look, make sure the information about your address and email, whatnot, contact are correct. And we'll leave there probably a couple of 3 weeks, then we'll make prints. Next, it's also important is about the dinner. On August 28th, a Sunday, from 5 to maybe 8, this is the Truth Theological Baptist Seminary's fundraising dinner in Arcadia. We like to have a table of 10, represent our church. It's $25 per person if you can make it. And let the, I will say, Pastor Shao know. And so we can make reservation for our church. And on the Friday night, we have resumed our Bible study and prayer meeting. It's from 7:30 to 9. It is not limited to English. It's welcome for both Mandarin speaking and English speaking. And we'll see. Maybe we'll divide into two groups later on. Depends on the turnout. Right? Hopefully you do come and spend some time with the Lord to guard ourselves against evil. And Halina wants me for sure that don't forget potluck next Sunday. This is the fifth Sunday next week. And as usual, please bring your favorite dish to share with others. We thank you for all your work. Shall we stand and sing the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise in all creatures here below. Praise in above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
To God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.